Hey, Power Achievers, here are some of the freebies and great discounts we have for you that are provided by our sponsors just for you listening to Designing Your Life Today. First of all, I want to remind you to develop the best plans for your life and for your business by getting the information that you need, and you can do that by signing up for our newsletter, Power Up Today. Just go to designingyourlifetoday.com, and you'll see it right there in the menu section. Click on Power Up Today. You can see samples of our newsletter, and you can sign up absolutely free. As I said, we've got some great discounts for you, and even some freebies from our sponsors. This week, our sponsors are One-in-One Websites. They're still hanging out with us. You can get domain names and hosting for as little as 99 cents as an introductory price, and you're going to love that deal. Also, you know what? It's really difficult to be in good shape unless you know how to eat properly. Well, Cooking Light Diet will help you with that. They will plan your meals, among other things. Get lots of great tips, get lots of free downloads and handouts that you can use to take with you when you go to certain restaurants and more. You can check this out at designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. And Fabletics, they're my favorite workout clothes. I have been a fan of Fabletics now for almost a year, and I love wearing their leggings, and their outfits are so nice until they don't even look like workout clothes sometimes. But you can check them out for yourselves and get the discounts that go with that. Get your first set of workout clothes for $25. They normally range from $49.99 to $79.99. So check those out. Find out more information by going to Savings and Sources. We got you some really great discounts, you guys, as well as some really good freebies. So check out this week's goodies at designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. Okay, it's showtime.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Hey, Power Achievers, welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Financial Friday, and I'm Pat Counsell, your host. Yes, I am still in the great state of Washington. Okay, now in Washington. And we are doing our Financial Friday here. It's really exciting to kind of wrap up this week and this month of talking about fear. And I know you guys have learned a lot. I thank you for your comments, and hopefully you will crush fear, because now you have some insight into this controllable energy that can dominate your life and take over your life if you allow it. You now know that you are in control, that you are the person that you have the power within you to just get the life that you want. And on this Financial Friday, we're going to talk about going from a poverty mindset to a wealth mindset, and what that means in relation to fear. So I'm going to give you some of the symptoms of a person who kind of has that poverty mindset, but I'm also going to give you 5 strategies that will help you to overcome that mindset and get to where it is you want to be. Because know this, it doesn't matter what anyone says, the destiny of your life is up to you, where you want to go and how you want your life to live out. I know many times, especially the overly religious people, they put it in the hands of God, but he has put it into your hands. In Deuteronomy, he tells us to choose life, that we have the choice. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And he tells us to get wisdom, get understanding. So this says that we have the power, and there are some things that we have to do on our part. Well, I'm not going to preach to you today, but we are going to talk a little bit about kind of never compromising between poverty and fear. And getting to where it is you want to be. Now, we've learned this month that fear is a state of mind because it begins in the mind. And if it's not dealt with, then fear goes to the spirit because it has a spiritual energy also. And once it kind of dominates you, and if you've never seen a person who has been dominated by fear, I can tell you it's an unpleasant sight to see, because that person has pretty much stopped their life. They're not growing. They're cynical. They find fault with everyone. They're negative, and they don't believe that anything will work out in their favor. So they give up really easily, or very easily, and they just don't live their dream life or the life as it was intended for them to live. It doesn't matter where you are today. Know this, that you are supposed to have your best life, the highest and best life, and get to where it is you really want to be. So because we know that fear is a state of mind, we also know that the best way to control it, of course, is to start with what we're putting in our mind on a daily basis. I mention this on the show often, that television has a way of constantly sending fear our way and guiding us with certain things and telling us how to think by sending us these subliminal messages. And I'll give you a really quick example, and this isn't about fear, but this is an example of how television or some of the shows, they work to kind of guide our thinking. That's why it's important for you to choose your shows that you watch, but also to understand the messages that they're trying to send you in a subliminal way. There was a show, Supergirl, that's on TV, and instead of allowing people to vote the way they want to vote based on taking the time to get their own education. Of course, on the show Supergirl, they hint that the president is a woman, and they make a comment about the other guy who's supposedly an idiot that was running for president. So needless to say, the female is Hillary and the guy is Donald Trump. And I think that, you know, television nowadays, they've forgotten that it's supposed to be entertainment and they're not supposed to do all of that. So my point is that because you know that certain things begin in your mind, it is important for you to pay attention to what goes in your mind and, you know, and what you watch on television, what you listen to in on the radio or even in podcasts or any kind of audio that's going to interfere with your thinking. Another quick example of that is a lot of rappers use the B word when it comes to women. Really, women are not, it's used so much until even as women, we become desensitized to it. To the point that women call themselves the B word. You guys know what I mean, right? I'm not going to say it because this is a clean show. And in essence, the B word is nothing more than in reality, it is a female dog. And we're not female dogs, but we accept these things because we hear it constantly. Another example of how something can go, get into your mind, and it can become a part of your life or take on a life of its own. Fear is no different. So as we wrap up talking about fear this month, it is so fitting that we ended on a Financial Friday, because I get to talk to you about, you know, poverty versus wealth, and to share with you that it is not your destiny to live in poverty. I don't care what your life looks like today. And if you're like one of those cynical people who says, well, yeah, it's easy for you to say, hey, let me kind of set the record straight. It is easy for me to say, but guess what? I took action. I made a decision as to what I wanted my life to look like, how I wanted my life to be, and I worked. I earned it. And although it would have been nice if someone had just given me a boatload of money or a bag of money, several bags, it just didn't work out that way. So when I talk about having wealth and taking your life to that next level, yeah, I'm speaking from experience. I'm not speaking as some motivational speaker who's telling someone else's story, or a story that they read about when they talk about Ben Franklin or someone else that they read about in a book. I am sharing what I know to be facts, what I know to be true. So with that being said, let's kind of go on. You want to deal with your fear. You don't want to let it plague your mind and get into your spirit to the point where it guides your life. Now on our show today, said, I'm going to give you the symptoms of people who say they want wealth and what that looks like versus poverty. People who are accepting poverty, either willingly or unknowingly, meaning meaning unwillingly. And I'm going to give you five strategies of that you can use to really kind of put everything in check and overcome that. If you want wealth, there can be no compromising when it comes to how you feel about increasing your wealth. You can't just kind of go backward or back and forth. You know, poverty and wealth, they're not going in the same direction. They're at opposite ends of the spectrum. So if you're at a crossroads and wealth is to the right and poverty's to the left, and you go to the left thinking that you're going to get to wealth, it's not going to happen. So you can't really compromise and say, well, I'll go this way, and then perhaps I'll turn and go that way, or I'll hang out with this crowd over here who's wealthy, and then I'll go and hang out with, you know, the people who are impoverished, who constantly want to make me feel bad about working to have more. No, there's no compromise. You want to choose your direction. And here's the thing. If you are afraid to choose a direction, it's most likely because you are afraid of what people will say about you. If you want wealth, you must refuse to accept anything that leads you towards poverty. It's as simple as that. And you must also allow yourself to want wealth. It's as simple as that too. And what that means is when you allow yourself to want something, to want wealth, that's called desire. And as human beings, we're supposed to have desire. It's inherently in us. That is a truly a spiritual concept. Now, when we talk about desire, this raises a good point. Do you really desire a wealthy lifestyle? When people say they want wealth, I mean, do you really, really want wealth? And so if that's the case, then when you say you want it, some people actually have a fear of poverty. And what happens, and what that means, it may sound like, wow, if they have a fear of poverty, then they're going to work really hard to get wealth. No, they have a fear of poverty. So what they're going to do is put their focus on not being poor, and they're going to be poor because we get what we focus on. So when you have a fear of poverty, that leads to poverty. And it leads to you doing things out of fear that will not bring you the lifestyle that you want. So when I ask you if you have a fear of poverty, it's not a good thing. We say, yes, I have a fear of poverty, and yet it exists in your life, or you don't have the things that you want in your life, and your desire is kind of fleeting because you think you can't have what you want in your life. Believe me, you can. So do you really desire a wealthy lifestyle? People who constantly say they want wealth, as I said, they really don't want it as much as they say they do. And you say, well, I'm not sure if I'm one of those people. Well, here are some of the symptoms of a person who, people who say that they want wealth, but they either consciously or unconsciously, willingly or unwillingly, they don't really want it. They don't do what they're supposed to do to get it, which means that they have that fear of poverty. So they're really not working the way that they should work in order to get what it is they really want in their life. So here are the symptoms of people who have that fear of poverty, people who say they want wealth, but they're really not going for it. And see, the thing about being unconscious about a behavior or an idea or the way that you think about something, the thing about that is you really, once you become conscious of it, so once you hear these symptoms, you'll be able to say, oops, yeah, that's kind of me, and I need to take a look at that. See, this isn't about beating yourself up. Getting knowledge and learning more about you and becoming more self-aware, it's never about making you feel like you're less than or that you're not capable. It's not about that. What it's truly about is about you stepping up to the plate, because now you realize, wait a minute, I need to work and look at my life in this area or that area. So here's the first symptom, indifference. Indifference simply means that people who are indifferent, they accept whatever life has to offer. They tolerate poverty. They deal with it, thinking that this is the best that they can do in life. This is the best that they can have. And there's really no enthusiasm about taking their life to the next level. I don't care. Hey, whichever way it goes, I don't care who does this. I don't care. It's usually their favorite phrase. And they, as a result of being indifferent, they have not consciously made a decision that they're going to go for their highest and best. They've not consciously made a decision to do life with power. And of course, they've not consciously made a decision to go for well. The second symptom is indecision, letting another adult make the decisions for them. Now, you guys know, I've mentioned the politicians, maybe three times. This will be my third time this week. And it's not because of the upcoming election. It's just kind of working out that way. Letting another adult make your decisions for you and treating you as though you're less than, as though you can't think, as though you're incapable, as though you're silly, weak, and you have no brain of your own. And that is not true by any stretch of the imagination. You are super capable of getting the lifestyle that you want. If you're wishing for something, turn it into a desire and make it happen. You say, well, I don't know how to do that. In my book, The Power of Intentional Goal Setting, I talk about that. I talk about evaluating your goals and validating your goals and making sure that your goals are in fact true desires and not some, fantasy or some type of wish where you're not going to do anything about it. Okay, whatever it is you truly desire, yes, you can have. You know, we look at the politicians and how they, especially with the commercials that they run, and just a really quick example, I know Donald Trump says some awful things that he shouldn't say, but Hillary capitalized on that by running commercials. Would you want this president to be the president over your daughters? And as though Donald Trump's rude and crude way of being is actually going to affect my daughter's self-esteem or any woman's daughter. Here's the thing. Each mother, each father, all parents, you're responsible for actually teaching your kids confidence and self-esteem. And I'm not going to hold Donald Trump responsible for how my children behave or what affects my children. I'm not going to hold him responsible for that, okay? Because I'm going to teach my kids to grow up and have self-esteem, okay, and have confidence. So if somebody mouths off to them like that, she can always walk away because so far I don't see any physical abuse going on. She can walk away, and if it gets deep, call the police or do whatever it is she needs to do. And we're not going to get into that too deeply because this is Financial Friday. My point is you don't need to let another adult do your thinking for you or make your decisions for you or talk to you like you're an idiot who can't raise your own children and you got to become so codependent that you got to look to the president to raise your child. How tacky is that? And actually, that's quite a low blow and it insults my intelligence as a female. So let's move on because I could talk about that for a while. The third symptom is doubt, making excuses about why things aren't moving forward in your life. You know, if I didn't have this job, if I didn't have these children, if I hadn't married her, if I hadn't married him, if my mom had taught me this or my dad had taught me that. Listen, we have no excuses today for not acquiring the knowledge that we need to acquire so that we can become the best that we can possibly become, so that we can go to our highest and best and achieve the lifestyle that we want. We have absolutely no excuses. Why? Because a lot of the information, you can get it absolutely free. Some things you're going to have to pay for, but for the most part, you can get a very strong foundation and learn what it is you need to learn so that you can get to where it is you need to be. So people who have doubt and they're making excuses as to why they're not making something happen, well, those are people who are really not that interested in wealth. They're not focused on getting their highest and best life. The fourth one is worry. That's another symptom of a person who say they want wealth, but really they don't believe that they can have it in this case. And even if they think about it or they say it for a moment, they don't trust that they have what it takes to get it. How do you know that you're a worried type of person like that? Well, you find fault with everything because finding fault allows you to create kind of an atmosphere that says, listen, even if I went for it, it would never happen because what if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? So they're looking for things and they find fault with a lot of things. The fifth symptom is overly cautious, looking for constant negatives in every situation. Same thing. Well, what happens when I get the money? Because then I'll lose friends. And this is a very real story that I'm going to tell you guys because this could happen. When I had set a goal to earn my first $100,000, and this was several years ago, and I'd never earned six figures before in my life. So that was kind of the starting point for me to go from six figures and to make the decision to keep going up and up. But the thing is that during that year, I was so close to earning six figures. I totally shut down my kind of business and sabotage a business by being rude to customers and finding reasons not to close deals because I was in real estate at the time. So I made a lot of excuses for not getting things done. And I think I only earned about $87,000. And then when I talked to my mentor who said, why didn't you earn $100,000. You had several months left in the year to get this done. You were super close. And I told him, I gave a whole, found a whole lot of reasons. Well, I didn't want to lose friends and, you know, my friends were criticizing me and I thought, what happens if I make this money and I end up with no friends? So I went through that whole thing where I was overly cautious about coming up with so many negatives in that situation as to why I didn't make it happen. I didn't have a wealth mindset and I was afraid to open my mind and allow the highest and my highest and best life come forward. And of course, my mentor had a conversation with me, which kind of in a nutshell, and in the interest of time, equated to the fact that, listen, you don't ever let other human beings dictate your wealth to you. You don't ever let other human beings talk you out of your best life, because understand this, that the money that you're capable of making, you're making it all about you. You could take that money and not only have the life you want, but you can help someone else. You could do something for someone else. You can give more. You can do more. And he says, right now, you can't. So he says, and if the other thing that he kind of ended, the note he ended on was that, listen, and if your friends leave you because of a dollar bill, he said they were not your friends to begin with. And the beauty of life is it's a big world and you can always get new friends. So that's another symptom, being overly cautious. The sixth and final symptom that I have for you is procrastination. Putting off today what you should have done weeks ago. Allowing a lack of confidence to stop you from achieving your goals and coming up with reasons, I'll do it tomorrow. And before you know it, a year has gone by, 2 years has gone by, and you're still talking about what you're going to do. And I know people like that who are so gifted, so talented, so capable, so smart, and they've been talking for 5 years, some 10 years about what they were going to do, and they haven't gotten it done. This is because on some level, they don't believe in the wealth road. So which road are you going to choose? And how do you choose it? And what does it take? Well, now I'm going to give you five strategies that will help you to kind of get on track. The first thing is you need to reconcile with your fears about wealth. You need to reconcile with your fear of poverty. You need to recognize that you don't like poverty, but it is your fear that's holding you in that poverty. You know, your fear of poverty is keeping you impoverished. So you want to reconcile with that fear, smack it in the face and say to yourself, this isn't going to happen anymore, that I'm going to up my game and get to where it is I want to be. The second one is get a focus. What does wealth look like and how much money do you want? Know what it takes to have a happy life. See, how much money, put it, get a sheet of paper, start writing these things down so you know exactly what you want, and you need to know what a happy life looks like to you. Most people stay in poverty, and see, poverty and versus wealth, wealth is not just about money. Wealth is about kind of a lifestyle, okay, family, friends, connections with people, love, you're improving and strengthening your spirit. It's about all of that to the point where you're healthy and you have a really good life. So you want to get focused on that and write out what your happy life should look like. The third strategy is accept full responsibility for your wealthy lifestyle by deciding that you're going to go for it, that you're not going to be afraid anymore, and that you are going to put a lid on your fear. You don't put a lid on your fear. You replace the fear with courage, and that you're going to go for it, and you're not going to let anything stop you. The fourth strategy is do something every day to add energy to your vision and make it real. See, sometimes we start out and we want to start really big and we start at the top of the mountain. Well, sometimes, unless you can fly, you're not just going to go straight to the top. You're going to get to the top of the mountain climbing one step at a time. And you might have a few setbacks on the way up. But that's why you do something every day and you consider that to be one step in front of the other. That's going to add energy to your vision. Because here's the thing about climbing that mountain. As you start to get closer to the top, no matter how tired you are, you now see that your vision is very real, that this is about to happen for you. And guess what you do? You go for it and you let nothing stop you. And the fifth and final strategy that I have for you is recommit to your wealth journey daily. Recommit to that journey. Decide that you're going to have wealth. Decide that you're going to go for wealth. Decide that you're going to get the lifestyle that you want. Stop making excuses. Stop holding back your life until you find out, oh, let's see who the president's going to be. Don't let anything stop you. Do it now. Do it today. Power is in the present moment. Doing life with power is about taking action here, now, and getting to where it is you want to be. And that's what it's all about, you guys. So the object of the game here is to recognize where you are when it comes to your wealth journey. And if you're not where you want to be, or if you're not even giving your wealth journey any attention, and you're hoping and wishing that the people in Washington, the right person gets in who's going to give you money to pay for everything. I mean, what are we, like kids, two-year-olds who can't think? No, this is not going to ever cause anybody to thrive. This is going to keep kind of really put us in a position of a socialistic society, which means basically that whatever you earn, it takes away from your imagination. It takes away from your zeal, from your excitement. It takes away from your desire to win, because you know that no matter how much money you make, some stranger, another adult, is going to come along and take it and give it to someone else. And here's what I'm saying, and I'm not condemning people, because there are some people who need help, but don't take it from me and make me do it. But my point is that if we all get on that wealth, get to that wealth mentality and go for the lifestyle that we truly want. And you got to be honest with yourself. See, people don't, sometimes we don't like being honest with ourselves because we don't like what we see or what comes out of that. But sometimes you have to kind of really recognize that, listen, this is your life. You came into this world alone. You're going to leave it. And if you're a twin saying, no, I have a twin. No, you guys didn't come out at the same time. Somebody came out first. So you came in alone. And so you want to look at your life and you want to make a decision that, listen, this is how I came into the world alone. I'm going to go out alone or die alone. Even if collectively something happens where several people get, you know, well, heaven forbid, but something happens that where several people crash or whatever. Each person dies individually, and each person has to kind of face death in their own way. Now, not to be morbid, but the point that I'm making here, you guys, is that it's your life. And what happens is you bring your very best to the table. You know how you have a really good buffet when you have a family dinner? Everybody brings a dish. And that's kind of how it should be when it comes to achieving wealth. Everyone should bring their very best gift. And in exchange, you know what you're going to get? You know when you come to a buffet and at a family buffet and everybody brings a dish? What happens? There's more than enough. There's so many leftovers until people can take as many plates as they want. And also, people are so full until they feel like they can't eat another bite. The same concept applies when it comes to wealth and using your gifts. You bring your gifts to the table, and when you bring your gifts to the table, then what will happen is everybody who brings their special gift, they're going to get more than enough wealth and make the right connections with one another, so that we're like one big happy family at a buffet, and everybody's going to get full, everybody's going to get fed. The reason why, if you look around, there's some people who struggle, some people who don't. Let's be honest. Some people, and I'm not talking about people who are disabled, so we're not talking about them. I'm talking about healthy people who could actually get up and go to work and do what it takes, but they're allowing their fear of poverty to stop them. Well, I could go on and on with this tangent, but I don't want to get preachy. I'm usually not preachy, but I guess today I'm a little preachy, because my point I'm trying to make here is that you guys can really have the best life possible, and it's up to you to make that decision that you're going to have that life, and you're not going to let anybody stop you get to where it is you want to be. It's up to you to make the decision that you're going to do life with power, that you're going to take the wealth road, you're going to stay away from the poverty road, and no matter what it looks like, because if that wealthy road is unknown to you, keep going. It's going to become very known. It's going to be very bright. It's going to be super awesome. You're going to be excited. Your confidence is going to go up. And guess what happens? You're going to start doing life with power, because you're going to understand the true concept of wealth. And then you're going to be able to teach others. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you. Hey, don't miss November. We're going to talk about grace and giving and gratitude and how you can use that to bring increase into your life. And what it all means and what do you do with all those kinds of energy. See, the more we understand about our energies and universal principles, then the faster we can get to where it is we want to be. And of course, our segments will be back during the month of November. And you guys just have a great weekend, have a lot of fun, and remember to do life with power. If you like the goal achievement strategies that we've been sharing with you on Designing Your Life Today, please take a moment to review our show on iTunes or Stitcher. Also, check out our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, and visit our savings and sources pages, and you can get lots of great information where you can find out how to take free courses, and you can get discounts on some of my favorite products that will help you to do life with power. Download free ebooks while you're on our website by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/resources. And hey, I want to ask you guys to share our show with a friend and invite them to listen in. You can download our show, you can post it on your Facebook page, you can send it out in an email, and it's all absolutely free. Connect with me on social media, and I would love to hang out with you guys on social media. You can find me on Facebook at Designing Your Life Today. And also, you can find me under my name, Pat Council, on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. You guys, let's connect. Let's make something great happen. And you know what to do. Do life with power.